So we invite you to close your eyes. Just spend a few moments connecting with your body. It's a physical container for your soul. And think of all the things that your body does for you. Focusing on the grateful aspects of what your body is creating for you. Every second of every day, it's working behind the scenes, doing so many things, breathing air, pumping blood. There are so many things your body is doing. And let's acknowledge that now. Thank you, body. This beautiful body of mine, carrying out a myriad of tasks, all behind the scenes without even me requesting it. We gave instructions a moment ago, but now let us give a love hug. Just imagine hugging every cell of your body now with no other message than, thank you, I love you. You're doing a great job. I am so blessed for the opportunity to communicate now in this way. We love you, dear body. We love you, we love you, we love you. And let us continue that conversation of loving our body as we move to Kryon and the message of the evening.
Are humans getting an upgrade? Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I use the terminology perhaps that you're used to with your home computer, an upgrade. There are even some who say, welcome to humanity 2.0. Is that accurate? Is there anything that would indicate that this is true? Does it feel true? There are some of you who will say, I am feeling like reality is shifting, that what I grew up in is not what is happening. There are others who are saying the same in other ways. They'll say, I feel that the dimensionality of my reality is changing. Whatever that might mean. Then there are some who are saying, did you notice that time was feeling different? Some of you are saying it's increasing in your perception. All of these things, dear ones, indicate that maybe, just maybe, those of you who are starting to awaken on this planet are going into a place that you haven't been to before. This is what I wish to discuss. I cannot do any of these things without first addressing the thing that I, as Kryon, am here for. I want you to know that you are well known by Spirit. Those of you who watch the program that this is being originated on, you all know that. But perhaps those of you who are watching this on a social media platform of any kind and didn't tune into this program need to hear it. Did you know that you're not a victim of the planet? Did you know that your name is known by that which you call God, by Spirit, by the Creator of the universe? Did you know that you are loved? Were you aware that all of you are enabled? And what I mean by that is that you are not born dirty, dear ones, like some of you have told. That you are cared about and cared for by the Creator of all things. Now you might say, well, what does that have anything to do with the title of this particular channeling? I'm getting there. You are in a shift at this moment that we have discussed now for so many years. And we've given you the attributes of the shift and what it means for humanity, for the planet. But when you start to talk about the individual person, it starts to resonate, perhaps a little more personally, to what some of you are feeling. There are two things happening generally. There are those who are in fear and becoming more afraid. And then there are those who realize that perhaps something is happening even with them, maybe even signals or opportunities to find something that they have been always looking for. What if there's a bigger source of love, of reality? What if God itself were bigger than you were told? What if any of those things were true? How could you know it? How could you then ask for it? What should you do, you might say, to find out? And here's where I break all the rules you learn perhaps in any religious system, in any spiritual system. The rule breaker is this: you have the ability, right where you sit looking at me now, to ask that question of the creator of this universe who knows your name and also your own body. Dear Spirit, if these things are true, show me what's next. Dear Spirit, if these things are true, show me how I can hook on, you might say, to an awakening that so many are going through. Dear Spirit, show me. You have the right to ask in that way. You have to go to meetings or read books or have processes in order to give permission for an awakening or to even know that maybe something is bigger. But the real news is this: for those who are in that process of realizing that there's more than you thought, or discovering what some loosely have called the law of attraction, or what we say that belief is the wand of reality, and that you can bring things to you in your life simply by thinking of them and loving the things around them. You have so much power. And there are those who say, you mean I can actually change my reality and do these things? Let me tell you what that's about. It's not as linear as you think. It's about turning on a light in a dark place. And what happens when you do that is obviously you see better. Now you haven't created anything or moved anything in front of you when you turn on a light. But suddenly you have the opportunity to walk around the obstacles. Dodge those things that are their holes in the ground. This is the reality shift that we speak of. But in order to have that, there has to be a cognizing of the awakening that you are in. Dear Spirit, you might say, let me know that I'm loved. Help me to understand that my seeking at this point in time is what I was born for. I've invited all of you to start peeling the onion of dark things that you came in with. All the filters that don't let you see your magnificence. All the negativity that surrounds you, that affects you. You don't have to do much except to change your attitude about what you hear. Or perhaps not absorb the fear that you hear on the media. That is your choice, and you have a love partner and guides and literally angelic forces around you that help with all of that as soon as you decide that you believe it and you can do it. What happens next is what this particular channeling title is all about. A human being, when they start to awaken into higher spiritual ideas, starts to connect with loosely what is called the super consciousness. The super consciousness, as I define that, is the consciousness of your soul. So the conscious mind of your body actually has something way above that. And that super consciousness of your soul actually broaches what some of you have called the mind of God. Because the super consciousness of your soul is part of the Creator. And all this means is that you get to feel and see a much larger picture. Suddenly, there's intuition that starts to occur to you. You might say, out of the blue, to look this way or that, or call this person or not. And you wonder, where did that come from? But when you start obeying, you might say, the instincts that are new, synchronicity starts to happen. This is turning on the light. Imagine in your life that you've been stumbling in the dark, afraid around every corner, not really certain of anything. And suddenly you get a light where you can then go from place to place within your own reality and see everything that is before you in a much better way. What if this was possible? I know it is a metaphor. These light, dark metaphors, it's the best we have to give you a truth that is so stellar and filled with enormous love for you. You deserve this, dear ones. You were born for this, dear ones. You're listening to this channel because you needed to hear it, dear ones. An upgrade, this is what starts to happen. You're starting to broach another dimension. We've had a channeling about that, and now we even continue that. Yes, the super consciousness connection starts to put you in a higher dimensional plane or vibration, whatever you want to call dimensionality, which you truly don't understand yet. It's okay. You don't have to understand it to participate in it. It's a beautiful reality shift that goes into a kind of reality that is more soothing to you, that's less fear for you, where you're more self-assured because you have the light. The light turns on, you can see where you are. Not only that, suddenly you start to understand you really are loved, that you really are taken care of by a Creator who loves you and says to you, I'm going to give you all manner of things to help. But not only that, as you broach a dimensional shift with your life and the light starts being turned on, other things happen too. The field around you, which so many people have defined and called and said it's a spiritual vehicle, a Merkaba, whatever they want to call it, starts to change. Where people can actually feel you when they walk into the room and relax. Where it starts to become larger than it ever was. This is the dimensional shift we speak of. This, dear ones, is you 2.0. It truly is a new human. And you're going to see more and more with that particular designation. The new human is here, and some of them are watching this. And some of them would like to be new humans. Why not? Why not take this moment to cognize what I'm saying and say, could it be that it's real? And not just some spooky channeler, a woo-woo guy, as they say. What if it were real? That the earth is starting to shift. That you're not here by accident, that you needed to hear this, and you can start asking the questions yourself, O Spirit. What's next? Show me. Let me see synchronicity. Let me know this is real. That's a fair, and it's a fair request. Very fair request. You shouldn't have to climb stairs to find love. All you have to do is remove the things that are not lovely. And you're going to find within yourself what you had always hoped. Another version. An upgrade. What a beautiful idea. And so it is.